constant busyness, shallow decision making, low performance, and the worst of all, the risk of burnout. The four magic D's for you to get out of overload and in to high performance and fulfillment. Warm welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast, the podcast for leadership with impact. My name is Stefan. I'm a leadership catalyst, and today I am going to talk with you about a topic that you may have experienced in others, in your team, or in yourself. Overload. Symptoms of overload. Question: does your team, does your company have a feeling of overwork? Does anyone feel overworked? Feeling tired from working on too many things with too little result? Feeling underperforming? Does your team feel underperforming? Not getting to the quality of result that they are capable of, or to the quality that is required? Do you assess your team as overworked or underperforming? Or do you feel overloaded yourself? In my career as a leader myself, and in consulting almost 180 different companies over the last 12 years, we've seen a couple of frequent root causes for this severe symptom of feeling overworked and underperforming. Sometimes it's a lack of prioritization. Leaders try to do everything, failing to distinguish between what's essential and what's merely urgent, often to others. Sometimes there are too many meetings and too many tasks with too little outcome. Calendars filling up with back-to-back obligations, sometimes leaving no space at all to think, to reflect, to recover. Or unclear decisions and unclear delegation. Sometimes leaders hold on to tasks that others could handle. They don't delegate, either from mistrust, perfectionism, or unclarity on team roles, responsibilities, ownership, causing unnecessary personal workload. The result? Constant busyness, shallow decision making, low performance, and the worst of all, the risk of burnout. Is any one of these a symptom in you, in your team, or in your environment, in neighboring teams, in your company? Then take it by its horns. Be receptive. Be honest. Be aware. Don't worry, because there are solutions to this problem. Here are four tips. I call them the four magic D's. I heard them from a client. Anecdotally, they come from the Norwegian military. No matter where they come from, I'm convinced they are magic for our business environment that you and I are living and working in. They are magic for me in leading my two teams. The four magic D's for you to get out of overload and in to high performance and fulfillment. Here they are. 1. Delegate and coach. One observation is that too many leaders delegate too little. We have run 800 projects in the last 12 years. We worked with more than 11,000 leaders, often on leadership topics, sometimes on delegating and coaching. Observation: 9 out of 10 leaders make the same mistake that I made when I was a young leader. They delegate too little. They take the wrong attitude. The attitude they take is, here are my 10 goals, and let me think about the few things that I can delegate. And they end up delegating way too little. That's the wrong attitude. I think a much more impactful attitude is to have the same 10 goals, hoping they are well defined. And then assuming that they are all delegated to someone else. And then asking yourself, what are the very few things that I must do myself based on my role and my responsibility? Not on my personal preference because I like it, because then I end up with too much work on my table. But just from what is my responsibility? What are the few decisions I must take myself? And then once you've taken this, you will realize, based on those 11,000 people we've done the exercise with, on average, that one simple trick can free up between 10 to 40% of your own capacity while increasing the motivation and productivity of your team if you delegate and coach effectively, right? So that's the first thing. Make sure that you delegate everything except the few things that you must do yourself. And then the other area of delegating and coaching with impact is, once you've determined what you will delegate, to make sure that you delegate impactfully. Particularly, you make sure that your people who you delegate to understand what success is. They understand the goal. What outcome, in what quality, by what day do you want them to deliver? Ask insightful questions to promote discovery so that they can do the work for you and for themselves. And don't forget to finish that first conversation with a recap done by the person you delegate to. So these two things can free up more than 40% of your own capacity while increasing the motivation and productivity of your people and yourself. So that's the first D, delegate and coach. Second D, diminish. Avoid perfection. Perfection is neither possible for humans, because we make mistakes by nature, nor desirable, because we want to improve. And perfection is almost always way too much in terms of quality. See what really is required, what quality is required, not what's perfect, but what's needed. And then make sure that people follow that and not more than that, particularly not much more than that. Just avoid perfection and set the quality to what's needed, not to what's maximum. And simplify. Simplify your own work. Simplify the work for your team. Watch out, there is a human bias to add. If we need more sales, often we throw more work at the sales team. We shouldn't. Oftentimes, it's about taking one or two pieces of project out and focusing on the essentials. Simplify. Yeah? So these two are the first two tricks in diminish, taking work out that's not necessary. Three, delay. Find out whether any part of the work, any part of the result, can come sometime later while still ensuring the overall result. Example, if you are running a company that depends on innovation as a key business driver, you have a stream of constant small or bigger innovations. There is one mid-size innovation that you've promised to your countries, to your markets, to your sales force, to come on December the 1st. Is it conceivable that when you ask your countries that one mid-size innovation can be delayed by 1 month to January 1 without losing any significant sales, or sometimes any sales at all? Ask your salespeople, ask your markets, have the conversation. And if the answer is yes, then just ensure that the timing is postponed by 1 month, delayed by a month. You free up 1 month of capacity in your team. That's delay. And the last one is destroy. Destroy. Start saying no to work that's on your plate, but that is not really making a significant difference or a significant enough difference. I know the feeling. Many people often tend to have too many things on their plate. And then there is this issue of looking at work in isolation. If we look at 20 different projects in isolation, then many of them seem important enough, maybe even urgent. But that's the wrong way of looking at things. We shouldn't look at 20 things in isolation, because that somehow implies we would have unlimited time. We don't. There is one non-renewable resource in life that's precious, and you cannot expand it. That's time. So if you look at your workload, if you look at your team's workload, if you look at your country's workload, if you look at your company's workload, and you see that there are too many things looked at in isolation, then make sure you look at them in an integrated fashion. Ensure you have a good strategy, which is making choices what to do and what not to do, where to play and where not to play. And make sure that there is choices that focus on the essential few that really are decisive for your success. Often, the work that's on the plate requires and requests more time than available to deliver really good enough quality. And it's undifferentiated. So make sure you differentiate between the three things that are essential on the one hand side. These are the ones that deserve your priority number one. Second level, those other few, maybe three or four, that are also important, less important than essential, but they deserve your time as well. And then those two, three, four, 10 things that if you look at the whole thing in integration, they are not important enough. Destroy them. Have a conversation with the customers of this work and align with them that you will stop that work and why you will stop that work. Destroy what's not important enough. So in a nutshell, four things that I believe, that I know from my own experience, can be magic, and that can get you out of overload and underperformance. One, delegate and coach. Two, diminish. Three, delay. And four, destroy. When you look at this, when you do these things consciously, I'm sure you will find ways how to get the team next to you, how to get your company, and how to get yourself out of overwork and underperformance into success and fun. And if you want more help, look at Lightwolf Academy. All our key tools to lead with impact are in there in this 1 year experience with life coaching, with remote learning, with stunning short learning videos. If interesting, look at our website, look in. And I would like to ask one more question now to help you get aware of where you have your potential, where your team has its potential. And here is a little survey that I'd like you to please participate in. Costs you just a few seconds. Which of the following four Ds do you find most difficult? Delegate, diminish, delay, or destroy? Which one is most difficult for you? Please participate in this little survey. And if you like this Lightwolf podcast, then please take your smartphone now, subscribe, leave us a rating, leave us a reference. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found one thing in this podcast that's worth you thinking about, maybe even testing. And I hope you'll soon be dialing in here again into the Lightwolf community, into this leadership community, learning with each other how to lead with impact. My pleasure to have you on the call today. Thank you for your time, and see you next time.